The Metricon pre-game interview.
Neildy, firstly, congratulations on a preliminary final berth. Bit different last year, you obviously watched a preliminary final. Is it a different experience, I suppose, fighting for a berth as opposed to waiting for your opponent?
Well, yeah, it is. Yes, we need to, just by definition, mate, we have to win today. Buddha has got his boys waiting there. Either myself or Roddy, we'll worry about that after this one's done.
You made two changes at selection. The sad story is Taylor Mulroney. I just ran into him myself, and a fractured scapula means that even if you were to get through today, unfortunately, he'll be watching on come Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. That is a sad story. Unfortunately, Taylor's the one this season, and I'm sure in all sports, all around the globe, there's unlucky stories of players that get injured before a final, or lose their spot because the coaches deem that there's a better matchup on that given day. But yeah, Grubb, he copped a big hit last week when we played St Mary's, and it came back yesterday. As you said, he has a fractured scapula, so he's in a bit of pain, Grubb. He's here and he was in the meeting. He's not the most stunning-looking human being at the best of times, but he's certainly looking even less than normal at the moment.
He's a bit white.
He's a bit green. He's got his glasses on.
I've never seen him in glasses.
Oh, well, he wears them around the club and to do his job. He's a little bit of fearless fly. When those glasses come off, if you can't get his contact lenses, he can't see. He's a very strange human being, Grubb.
You brought Tom Pearce back. He slots into a defensive unit that already obviously has great markers in Driver and Goff. Are you expecting Pearce to play a similar role, or will you ask him to do something a little bit different to Jack and Rowan?
Well, we actually asked all seven of them that go through the back line to do the same thing, and it's not, it's nothing that we haven't heard before or anybody in this group hasn't heard before. We want those boys to, defend first, and if they believe they've got the opportunity to go and win the footy themselves, they can do that after that has sorted out. Joey's a terrific psyche. They won 18 games in a row. That's tough work no matter what level. They've got some very good marks in their back line. And Tom has played 16 or 17 games for us this year as a key defender. So he got through, did what he needed to do, and a little bit of comfort for us is Tom has been a part of the Cats VFL program, so he fell under their medical and he got through he needed to do. So yes, he's an automatic selection.
Neildy, thanks for joining us. Nice to see you've got a jacket on today too, not just the polo.
I misread that, didn't I?
Yeah, you have for a couple of weeks.
Nice, it was jacket. Freezing, but I'm back on track.
You've got the Mike Deem jacket on, so well done.
Hang on. He's got the Mark Neil jacket on. Thank you.
In terms of, we just saw Jack Driver walk past before, just handball Jack. That's what everybody's been
Monday
saying.
Monday to Friday. He's allowed to kick then.
He had a great...
We all have, I suppose. I'll take over. I think you haven't finished your question, but I'll answer it.
Yeah, of course.
We all have things that we can do well and then things that we have got opportunities to improve. I think it'd be no secret to the footy world, given there's also an opposition coach sitting there. I'm sure, Rowan, you can back me. I don't reckon it's a secret that Jack Driver's potentially the worst kick to have ever played the sport. Would that be right?
I think the kick out of the back line against Bell Park that hit a bloke lace out on centre wing that he kicked right angles off his boot. I think he tried to claim that as a pass.
Yeah.
He didn't try to claim it. After the game, he claimed it. No, and we did make mention. That was young Maxie Mawson, who's out here playing in the reserves game at the moment. The question went to Max was, how is it that you're on the same wavelength as Jack?
that's a hard thing to do.
There were 34 players on the other side of the ground, Jack and Max, and they sort of worked it out. So it's strange.
We're in for a good day because Joel O'Dwyer at the other end, he's as bad as Jack Driver. So today we're going to have an interesting day today, let me tell you, in the box. Neildy, obviously you go through all the, I know finals are a different kettle of fish, but you go through all the stats and data and everything we look at in football, and we determine where you're good at and where you're not good at. But obviously contested ball and all that sort of contested area and hard ball gets and all that sort of stuff is really important for your club, because when you put pressure on the ball carrier and the source, that's when the opposition put that long bomb ball into their forward half, and then it gives you a chance to your defenders to set up and take those intercept marks. So the work really gets done at the source, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And Kirsch, those comments are why you should still be coaching, by the way. We're really big on that, and most clubs are. Everyone has their, what do we call it these days? Everyone's got their one wood. You know, we've got a couple of what we would consider, you know, quite assertive on ballers would be the modern term, you know, and they put pressure on the opposition. And, you know, Jack and Goffey and those guys that lead all those stats, they're fully aware that, you know, if there's no pressure out of the middle, they're not doing what they really enjoy doing. So, yes, and it's a, you know, it's a team game. As you said, we all have got our individual things to do, and then the three little units, your forward line group, your backs group and your mids have got separate jobs, but they're all important and they all need to work together.
There's a lot of things we can't control in footy. Obviously, wind is one of them. But, you know, we talk about the wind every time we come to the footy. Is it something that you bring up pre-game to the players? Is it, you know, which is the attacking side? How do we combat the wind throughout the game? Is that something that you guys do talk about pre-game?
Briefly, Kirsch, I think the players tend to bring that up themselves. You know, we enjoy playing here. This would be the, you know, the third week in a row that we're here. The breeze has swung around again. It was going in a similar direction, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we played Bell Park. So just briefly.
For Metricon Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong, here is Rowan McSparron on KO Football.
The Kirsch touched on the on-ball, setting up the ground, and Mal Rainey is probably underrated, I think, throughout the competition. His work in at the coalface is as good as anyone in the comp. How do you go about filling his void today?
Yeah, that's good to accept, Rowan. Thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, we rate Grubb highly in that space. And I think someone, like he's our oldest player, even though, you know, Fraser Fort looks a hell of a lot older, he's not. But Grubb, so along with that comes experience. Him and Dobson and all those blokes who come from Koroit played in a, you know, gazillion flags. He's very good at what he does. So we can't replace Grubb, you know, person for person. It's just, you know, next person in, really. That's the theory. We'll move Kelly O'Neill, who played last week on the wing. Kelly will go inside, so he'll have that role to play. He won't do it like Grubb. He'll do it in his own way, and that means Jace's mate, Jake Peters, will come in and play on the wing.
Yeah, and Kelly's good size, young fella too, and goes pretty hard at the ball. So, as you said, you're not going to be able to replace him, but you've got a nearly a like for like coming in there.
Yeah, we think so. We'll give it, and we'd be keen if someone gets off the chain. Joey's got a whole range of people in there that touch the footy a lot. We'll just sit back and we'll have a bit of a look, and if we think that one of them's hurting us, Kelly also has that ability just to sit on someone. So I think there'll be times throughout the day where I might get a little bit excited about one or two of us and Joey's mids and just ask Kelly to sit on him for 5 or 10 minutes and see what happens.
Neely's a very good coach, but we've got a very, very good one from another sport. Actually, he's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock van. I think this might be his first interview on K-Rock since being appointed the inaugural head coach of Geelong United in the WNBL. Chris Lucas has been good enough to join us. Chris, congratulations firstly on your appointment. You're down to business now. I think it's less than 6 weeks to tip off that first game, I think, October 30 here at the Geelong Arena.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me. We kicked into practice on Wednesday. We've had 3 full days and a very young group, but I'm excited about, you know, Geelong moving forward, and that's one of the reasons I took on the role. But pretty exciting for Geelong to have, you know, the WNBL team in Geelong and, you know, have a professional team, which is fantastic.
Some of the players have played under you before, but some haven't. How do you use the next 6 weeks at basically re-emphasising the systems and processes that your coaching has produced over the years?
One of the most important things is to set our own identity as a team, and that takes time. And, you know, because we're so young, we've got 4 players that haven't played at this level before, exposing them to the intensity of this level and just making sure we create an environment that they enjoy to play. But I want to sort of create a style that's fun to watch and create an intensity in the group that, we'll be okay, but it's going to take some time.
Local talent, but also some overseas talent, including those with WNBA experience. There's going to be some players that are going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, look, Hayley Jones coming in from the States. They made finals, unfortunately for us, which is going to delay her arrival, but, you know, great for her. And once she gets here, I think, she'll be pretty special for us, and we're waiting on a visa for our other big post as well. So,
and the Geelong United team hit the floor for the first time in Perth the other night. It's a development team made up of a lot of locals, kids from not only out of the Geelong United program, but Wyndham and Warrnambool and Ballarine, and they gave a really good account of themselves against the Townsville Academy.
Yeah, there was one player in particular that really stood out, and I think it was Crichton, was sensational. She had 26 points, and we want to make sure that we create an atmosphere where young players in Geelong, especially, you know, obviously females, want to progress to the WNBL level, and I think that's exciting for Geelong. belong, and I want to help create that environment.
Chris, a little bit of PD for yourself today, sitting in the box with his Royal Highness. That'll be an interesting scenario for you.
Yeah, look, it's a different concept. I think I'll stand back and watch and observe. And, you know, every sport's different, but coaches, you know, we're all aligned in some way or another. But, no, it should be good. I've spent time in an NRL box as well,
right,
which is very, very different, trust me. But be good to see how Mark operates in this environment.
A little bit. Little birdie tells me you're a bit of a Port Adelaide supporter as well, so you're
well,
okay
we
after
won't go there, but even paid for Mako last night, and then we played like that. But look, I think today's game, Geelong and Brisbane's going to be fantastic. And yeah, I think I've got a barrack for Geelong now, don't I?
Well done. Well said. Neildy, great to have Chris as part of the WNBL team. It's really important for the club to have an experienced person like Chris involved.
Yeah, absolutely it is, Jace. I met the player group for the first time yesterday and had a chat with them.
Oh, by the way, thanks for feeding my family last night.
Yeah, good. There was we get a plug in because Geelong's Geelong. Everyone's related. Right, yeah, Cam Burns, Steam Pocket.
Catering
for 25, could have fed 75. Thanks, Cam. Beautiful food, as always. Steam Pocket, get around it, those listeners. Got a,
Chewel end of Paco Street.
The ordinary end of Paco down there.
Listen, Dylan.
Yes, so WNBL. Look, we're doing it. We've got a couple of reasons. The biggest why is to increase female participation in sport in the Geelong area. We're hoping, you know, a little bit of the see it. Young women want to become it. And then, you know, from Chris's point of view, yes, Chris is a very experienced coach. He's seen it, done it, a whole range of things that are really important that this group of trailblazers and set up a high-performing culture and be on the road to that. And it'll work when we get out in the Geelong community. And we spoke about that with the players, how important it is for them to be seen and embraced and build relationships with young females. And no doubt many of our listeners, including everyone in the box, is a founding member. Go to the website, well, $15, get the job done.
Some of us are original members, nearly.
Some of us are.
Yes.
Some of us are.
Best $350 I'll ever spend.
Perfect. Is that all you got away with?
Yeah.
My wife got a little bit upset. Not upset, she asked me, she said, am I one of those? I said, well, I've got it covered. She said, that's not what I asked. Is my name going to be on the wall? I said, oh, yes, dear. Yeah, I've got it under control.
Right, so good.
I had to go twice.
Well done. Yeah, well, good work.
Well done. I'll invoice you after today,
yeah,
and then
thanks.
I'll cover it.
Already. Great. Fantastic. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Right,
we go. Listen, you lot, thanks for all the work you do, covering local sport. Terrific. Have a great day.
And if you win, you'll be talking to K-Rock 955 in the pre-game of the Geelong-Brisbane game, Neildy.
Terrific.
To wrap up this one. Good luck.
Worries. Have a good day. I'll be the loud one.
Thanks to Chris, and also thanks to Neildy joining us.
The Metricon pre-game interview.